Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, Facebook Live. Hello, world. Hello, Egg Chasers. We have just watched the first match on the 2017 Lions Tour to New Zealand, and a totally underwhelming performance it was too. But let's get into it then, JB. Just me and you, because Phil is in Switzerland. He'll be back for the next podcast. Hands in, pod on three. One, two, three.
Pod.
Hello, Egg Chasers. This is the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast, the podcast about rugby that doesn't take itself or the game too seriously. We just love the game, and we're here with you all through the Lions Tour, and we're here with you 365 weeks, days. I've had a few drinks last night.
Yeah, you're not yourself, are you, Tim?
I'm really not. I almost want to have a do-over, but I'll crack
you can't.
On.
We're live.
I can't.
Face
we're live. This is it. This is it. This is how it goes.
We'll do it live!
52 weeks of the year we're here, but we are so damn excited about the Lions, and that's why we've got, and let me just recap for you how it's going to work on the podcast during the Lions Tour. So you will get, I think actually it's definitely three, possibly four episodes a week, four shows a week. So we'll have post-game instant reaction midweek Saturday. We'll have a pre-game, pre-Saturday match preview podcast, and we'll have the normal Sunday / Monday podcast, which will cover off everything Lions and if there's any other bits of stuff we need to talk about,
yeah,
as well.
And are we going to do one of those on a different format, like a Instagram or...
Oh, yeah, halftime Instagram.
Yeah, something like that.
Halftime Instagram Live is what we're doing as well. So basically, just get following at Rugby Podcast on Twitter, get following Instagram at Egg Chasers Podcast. Get on Facebook, where you can watch the video of this and every other show. And, of course, subscribe on iTunes, and every episode will be delivered straight to you, so you can have it on your way to work or wherever you're at and wherever you are listening. We've just, JB, watched the game against New Zealand Barbars.
Well, do you know, watching it and looking at Twitter, everyone's rather disappointed. Would you agree with that?
I would say underwhelmed, as I say, I think is the word.
Underwhelmed. It's hard, isn't it, this one? It's hard to kind of put it into perspective because there's so much build-up around the Lions, and I've been guilty of this. You expect them to land, and they are the best players in, you know, United Kingdom and Ireland, and then they don't play very well. But really, what is this game? It's just a practice match, yes?
It is, it is. And it's getting the flight out the journey. I'm already starting to make excuses. It's 10 games. It only matters about the test match. But that is the case. That is the case. Sam Warburton, I'm not sure. I understand what he's saying and why he's saying it. But Sam Warburton's saying, that, oh, yeah, pretty pleased with that.
Yeah. I know I've been saying the same thing for weeks now. But it is about team cohesion. And the very special thing about the Lions Tour is it is an amateur tour in a professional era. So I guess when they used to be strong, like really strong, they would fly over there and, you know, they'd be playing other amateurs who were dentists and doctors and all the rest of it. And, you know, they would win because they were better players. Simply isn't that now. And I think today's game really did show rugby is about more than just individual brilliance, because they've all got individual brilliance. It's that moulding as a team, and that's what they're going to struggle with. But we knew that, didn't we?
Agreed. Before we get into the actual match then, so we talked about the mind games and stuff in the New Zealand press on the last podcast. This has been flying around on the internet. We've been sent it by a bunch of people. An advert for a beer in New Zealand, the caption for which says, "The Irish were too good for us last year, so they've added some Brits to make it fair."
Yeah, okay, fair.
And I know you love the pre-game stuff with all the culture,
Oh wow!
And all the ritual.
I mean, look, the Lions have got a tough ass, haven't they? They landed there on Wednesday. They've spent 8 hours watching hackers. They've spent a further 9 hours respecting hackers. And there was yet another hacker. I mean, it wasn't a full hacker.
There's an hour picking up bits of grass and leaves
and
stuff.
Oh, yeah. If you're not picking up bits of leaf, you're just not respectful, are you? I mean, let's face it. The hacker now has turned into a commercial dance for sacred reasons. And the sacred reasons aren't the original tribal sacred reasons. I think
commercial dance.
It is. It's
the Macarena, the Saturday Night by Wigfield, and the hacker.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Tim. Our theme tune for Avicii is less commercial than The Hacker. So, I mean, they've probably had two dinners to attend. They've not done an awful lot since landing. So, yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
If you just take the we got to this game. We'll try and pick some positives out of it. But if you look at that, if you were a New Zealander, you'd be readjusting and actually going, I think the Lions are going to lose the test series 4-0.
yeah, we'll aggregate the last test, the excess points. It's going to be really, really difficult. Now, what are the good points from this game? Well, first of all, loads of positives for New Zealand rugby.
Yeah, right.
These lads, from what I understand, they're not super rugby players. So,
they might have appeared on the bench or had minimal appearances. I think in the case of Bryn Gatland, for example, someone said he'd been on the bench for the Auckland Blues.
Yeah, the hooker's like third choice hooker for Highlanders, I think. So, they're kind of there or thereabouts. But let's be honest, they are competing for a Super Rugby jersey.
Yeah.
And I've got a feeling that they might have been together for a little bit longer than we thought. So you think about Barbarians, you think about the guys who show up in London, get hammered, go and play rugby in a park and then play England, right? I think these guys might have been together a little bit longer. And the reason I think that is we've known Bryn Gatland's playing for how long? Like 6 years now we've known Bryn Gatland's? We've been building up for this. So, yeah, maybe they were a little bit more cohesive. There's some bloody good individuals. I mean, some of the footwork, there's that Levin in particular. I don't know his name, but someone should sign him up.
I think there'll be a few people looking at some of those guys. So, yeah, all right, so fine. Good for New Zealand rugby. The depth is even deeper than we previously thought, which we thought was ridiculously deep anyway.
Yeah.
But from the Lions' point of view, there was... Right, well, let's kind of go good. Let's try and be positive about this. Let's go good first. Talupe Faletau, with the disappointment of losing Billy Vunipola and with the fact Faletau hasn't had loads of rugby and hasn't had loads of amazing games, he really showed up like he could have a big tour ahead.
Yeah, completely agree. Ben Teo played very well.
I think it's worthy of a quick blast of the Ben Teo horn. I think this is peak Teo. He wore a Lions jersey and was he man of the match?
Sorry to disappoint you, Tim. I've closed down my soundboard.
Oh, what?
Because I knew this was coming. We're not doing it yet.
All right. Well, anyway.
So, I mean, it just showed the 15 best players on the field were all New Zealanders and the 16th best player was also a New Zealander.
There was positive stuff. The impact that Owen Farrell made was instant. Him and Reece Webb, actually.
Do you think...
I think they both, Webb and Farrell, made such a difference instantly.
Yeah, can I just put this to you? Do you think they made a difference or do you think that team was starting to tire? Because the one thing the Lions have, you would guess, would be fitness.
No, I think they made a difference. And I don't know... If I was just looking at that instantly, I'd be looking at it going, well, Farrell just looks a better 10 than Sexton on the strength of that. However, he had Reece Webb playing at 9, Farrell did. So it was a bit more zip and a bit more sharpness.
Yeah, this needs to be discussed.
Yeah.
This needs to be discussed immediately. So
Laidlaw.
Reece Webb, great.
Yeah.
Murray, phenomenal player when he wants to be.
Yeah.
Greg Laidlaw. I mean, why is Willie Hines not the guy on the plane before Greg Laidlaw? I mean,
Don't get me started on national. Oh no, he's legitimately eligible,
English,
isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, at least he's played Super Rugby. At least he know his way around. Gareth Davis. Now, I've got a lot of respect for Greg Laidlaw in a lot of ways. He's obviously a good leader. He's done well with Scotland, but there's always been a question: has he always been the best scrum half for Scotland, or does his kicking keep him in it? Or what is the crack here? I don't think it is fair to class him as the third best scrum half third best available scrum half in the United Kingdom.
And Ireland. Yeah.
Well, I'd love to see someone like Kieran Marmion, who I think is a phenomenal player, get on that plane. Or Gareth Davis, or Danny Care. I mean, Danny Care's got to be a better all-round scrum half than Greg Laidlaw.
We talked about this at the time.
Kieran Marmion's got to be a better all-round scrum half than Greg Laidlaw.
I agree.
Maybe.
But let's be fair, he's not. Greg Laidlaw is not going to be the test. But injuries, notwithstanding injuries, he will not be a test scrum half.
Yeah, you're right. Except for injuries do happen. So, I mean, either Webb or Murray goes down, and you always replace your nine, don't you? Because he's doing the most running on the entire field. So at some point, you're going to have Greg Laidlaw on that field. Now, I actually think he is good enough to play a test match. We've seen him play test matches before. My argument is he's just not the absolute best available option. And that is where the problem is.
Well, let's talk about another Scott who didn't cover himself in glory in this first game. But again, it's a long tour, 10 games, and we know he's class. Stuart Hogg, both in attack and in defence, looked suspect at times. Didn't have a great day.
No, not really. Lots of error. I mean, when you make a skill error and you're as good as Stuart Hogg, I think you can allow it because sometimes that happens. You know, when your best player drops the ball, it's not a problem. It just happens. And he did that.
He gave Watson a horrible pass when he could have just cantered in for a try, and Anthony Watson got absolutely smashed by...
Yeah, I thought he was definitely in there. Nothing could possibly go wrong. Oh, no. Oh, no, it did.
So, positives. Carl Sinclair's loose play. Ben Teo. In fact, English guys. Scottish guys didn't have good games. English fellas tended to have quite strong games.
Okay, let's think about that then. Marler did all right. I mean, he was just, did his job. And that's what I like. I like players that just do their job. Sinclair, I have a bit more of an issue with, fam, because... did you catch the interview?
No.
I think he called Scott Quinnell fam. Sinclair is a very good loose player. He is definitely improving as a tight head. Just, you need to be solid at that set piece. And these guys were not top level Kiwi internationals, Kiwi players. And I don't think the scrum looked particularly solid. You'd have thought of all the places they would have a massive advantage, it would be the scrum.
The Lions didn't take a step backwards, but they didn't take many steps forwards.
Yeah, it wasn't dominant. No. It wasn't the platform that they'd hoped, and that is a problem.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I just a bit... There's not a massive amount to talk about this game, because they've got 80 minutes... out of the system. What do we read into what we're going to get from the Lions based on what we saw?
Hard question that, because they didn't look very Gatland-esque. That's one thing you can say. It wasn't very structured. You didn't see the continual same side patterns that you see with a Gatland team. You saw it a little bit looser, and I think that might have actually hampered them a bit. And that's probably why Ben Teo did so well, because as a natural rugby player, he's very good. He can offload, he's obviously got great power. But you didn't see any structure. So from that point of view, I don't know what we get out of it. And that's quite interesting, really, because with a Gatland team, you always know what you're going to get. And in the Lions, traditionally, they've always kind of held back their more advanced tactical game until later, because they don't want to, play their hand. Mm. But there is no hand to play with Gatland, because you know exactly what he's going to get. So I'm surprised he hasn't gone out there and just tried to reinforce his systems and play the way they want to.
I don't like the style particularly, but there is something to be said about the fact that Warren Gatland's game plan is so simple that...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's easy to learn.
It's really easy to learn. And you get people from four different nations coming together. It kind of works.
Four become one. They should make a song about that.
Yeah, Spice Girls getting back together when four become one.
It wasn't four, one, four become one. Oh, hang on. My little cousin's outside. You can't get in because he's got no keys. But we're podcasting, so he's going to have to wait another 10 minutes.
Oh, can we talk about just Talupe Falatel's try-saving tackle in the first half?
Yeah, that was quite special.
That was sexual. That gave me a twitch.
Yeah, he's so good, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's so good. I mean, even in these early days, you've got to expect that he's going to be the test starting eight. Yeah,
That's it. It's him. Moriarty would look good. Yeah,
Moriarty looks tough.
He looks hard. Yeah, you would not mess with that boy. You would not mess. I do want to pick up on a couple of issues I have. One, just again reinforcing what we've said in the past about Australian referees. They just sound like they're not confident in their decisions. They sound like they're asking questions. The Australian referee.
Knock on.
Offside. No, actually, sir. Oh, okay, play on. Yeah, play on, sir. Okay.
Yeah, okay, sir.
It just sounds like he doesn't know what he's actually doing. It's just the inflection. And the music in the stadium. Are you a fan of, like, when there's a try scored, having music?
Yeah, I am, actually. I like that.
Well, the breaks in play music, though? Because this stadium loved it, but the songs they picked, Robbie Williams, Rock DJ, and Moves Like Jagger.
Hey, those are two leading songs in New Zealand.
I mean, current pop songs.
Yeah, I don't think that they have MP3s yet. So, you know, that's absolutely fine. I'll also say this. I love a little bit of production in sporting events. For instance, our very own Bentio horn is actually the Boston Bruins horn.
Yeah.
So I'm all for that kind of thing. In fact, I'd expand it to actually when they're playing. When Thomas Waldron gets a ball, for instance, the Exeter Chiefs, they should start up the big diesel engine, big diesel horn. So no, I'm all for that. But you've got to do better than Robbie Williams, DJ.
Come on, up your game. So who's next up? We've got for the Lions. So that is the Blues at Eden Park. Oh my goodness!
Is that
8:35 kickoff on Wednesday morning?
Yeah, that's going to be brutal, isn't it?
Ooh, and then the Crusaders. We know that the Crusaders are going to be playing their All Blicks.
What are the Blues doing? Do we know? Does anyone know? Does anyone know on Facebook Live if the Blues are going to play their full strength team?
I think it'll be a good team.
God, they're
good. Well, no, because it's special for the Lions every 4 years. Every 12 years for New Zealand. This is a once-in-a-career opportunity for these guys.
Little bit of trivia-ish. Do you know who the All Black was that missed out last time the Lions came to town? There's one All Black that never got to play the Lions. Well, there's lots of All Blacks that never got to play the Lions, but there's one particular omission, and they sent him to play sevens during the Lions tour.
No idea. Who?
Joe Rokokoku.
He didn't play against the Lions.
No, they sent him to refine his form on the sevens circuit.
Oh, outrageous. Well, on the flip side, a winger who could be coming back into form, Nehem Milner-Scudder, made his comeback.
That's good to see. Hell of a player.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's just hope he has a few games under his belt. Not too many that he finds his past form and plays against the Lions. That would be nice.
Didn't you? You were particularly enjoying the sheep logo that we got every minute during the match.
Yeah, I didn't really understand it. What was it there for?
I'm assuming that's the bar logo sheep. It wasn't quite a Lambs v Lions type of matchup though. The Lambs actually gave up a good fight.
Yeah, hell of a fight to be fair. So, yeah, not a big fan of that. Bar-bars is barbarians. Let's not stray too far away from it.
So how like? I'm so hungover and trying to digest this game all at the same
time.
Such a professional. So, but I don't know what to say, Jay, or where to go. I'm disappointed, but I'm happy it's here. I'm so excited it's here, but I'm a bit flat. But I just
so okay. I'm going to help you out here, Tim. So, don't get too down on it. Don't feel like you did, like I did during the game, because ultimately this is a practice game and. In reality, this is the sort of game they should almost play behind closed doors. But because of the commercial nature of the Lions, you know, you got to see every game. I mean, people want to see every game. This is nothing really more than a run out, you know, just to get the travelling out of your legs. I think by the time we see the Blues, the Lions Blues, you're going to see a far different team. At least I hope we do. I don't think they're going to win it, but I think you'll see a vast improvement in the standard from the Lions.
Bring it on.
So don't get too downhearted. Absolutely fine. trust in what Gatland's doing. He's already won one Lions tour. I'm sure he can not lose too badly in this one.
I'm sure he can not lose too badly. That's a ringing endorsement from JB. One thing I do want to actually bring up that I forgot to mention is we're doing all these extra podcasts, and we've got Raging Bull to thank as part of that. And one thing that we're doing with them, we want to celebrate the fact there's a tour going on. We love a rugby tour. We love an away trip, away with the boys and whatnot. So we want to celebrate tour stories. Now, this could be you followed an England or an Ireland or a Scotland or a Wales or a British and Irish Lions tour in the past, and you've got a good story to tell. It could be when you've been a player and you've gone on a tour, or it could just be a legend from your club, some story that everyone tells in your clubhouse. That's what we want to hear about. And there is some mighty fine stash on offer for you. What you need to do is just email your story to theboys@eggchasers.com. Theboys@eggchasers.com.
Does that work though?
I believe it works.
Or the boys.
The boys. Ooh, coffee
nice.
With the boys.
Coffee with
the boys. So the boys at eggchasers.com.
I've got a tour story.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is this from when you followed the Lions? Or
No. Oh, got loads.
Because you've got loads from there.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But no, go on. What were you going to say?
I met R. Kelly during the Lions. Well, I didn't meet R. Kelly. I went to an R. Kelly after show It's worth retelling, I guess. We're in Sun City, and I was given a scratch card by a very attractive beer sales lady. Sales lady. And she gave me a scratch card. I was like, no, I don't really want it because, you know, you never win on scratch cards. So she scratched it for me. He's like, oh, you've won tickets to the R. Kelly after party. I'll describe my outfit. I was in the pink Stade Francais shirt, one of the first years that they were wearing pink. I was a tad overweight, much like I am now. So I didn't fit into it too well. And I had the tightest, smallest cotton Coleman Bay shorts on and flip-flops. So I was like, yeah, okay, I'll go to this. I went there and it was the coolest, blackest crowd from South Africa you have ever seen. And they thought I was mental. To the point, R. Kelly then comes on stage and he must have seen a few things. I mean, I've seen him see a few things on some of his videos.
Let's not talk about any of that.
And he actually had to do a double take between... well, looking at me and the guy that I decided to bring with me, which was super Catholic Mike Rainey. So we spent about half an hour there and walked out. But that wasn't actually my tour story. My tour story was when we went to Cardiff and I was told to host the court session for Broughton Park. And I'm usually pretty good at this sort of stuff. I can hold a court session, make people drink. Well, for whatever reason it was, and a friend of the pod, JBL, knows all about this, they decided to give me no respect whatsoever. So I couldn't control the room. And it resulted in someone coming behind me and setting me on fire.
Wow.
Yeah, so I had two lads like patting my back because it all got out of control rather quickly.
Yeah, kind of on that, that just reminded me of a situation I found myself where, and I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble or like MI5 or MI6 going to suddenly bust in.
Was it your rugby tour to Palestine?
It was, no, but the Queen's grandson, Peter Phillips.
Queen's grandson?
Set fire to me.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, it was the game where you have to drink and you can only... you have a bit of toilet paper between your butt cheeks. And depending on the game that you played before is how many sheets of toilet paper you have. So I think I had three sheets wedged. So I wedged it between my butt cheeks. And then you set it on fire and you drink. And you're only allowed to take the tissue out once you've finished drinking. Which is fine. Only there was obviously a problem. My T-shirt was a little bit... my shirt was sort of hanging down a bit, so he set fire to my shirt whilst trying to set fire
to the
tissue paper.
Can I just ask a question? Do you want more or less tissue paper?
You want more because then it takes longer to get to the butt.
But then surely you get a bigger flame, no? A bigger, more aggressive
flame. Oh, I'd not thought of that. We need a scientist.
Let's get Phil in here. We'll,
yeah, if Phil was here, he'd be able to. He'd have some stats on this.
So, what's our tour story from Raging Bull? Or are we awaiting tour stories?
No. Yeah, I've got some more stories like the one, the ones I told about that legend Paddy Mayne from back in the day. But no, what I want are tour stories from our listeners, from you. So please, tour stories, whatever they are, legends, legendary stories that are told in your clubhouse, ones that you've been on, dobbing in your mates or just something that you've heard that you found really amusing. Stash on offer. So theboys@eggchasers.com is where you need to send that email. And while I'm mentioning Raging Bull, we have got a special discount for you. They've got some really good clobber in their store. So if you're sorting a pre-season tour out for your team, as well as club team wear, they've got leisure wear as well. Lovely tweed blazer that you had,
lovely
JB from Raging Bull. Crisp white shirt I had from them, and they've got some good chinos and stuff. So go check it out, ragingbull.co.uk. Use the code EGG15 for a 15% discount only because you listen to us.
Just give me your predictions, and we'll get a chance to talk about this in a bit more detail on Monday's pod. What do you reckon is going to happen against the Blues?
I think you're going to get... Oh man, I don't know. I think I just after that and so immediately after it, I think they'll. I don't mind them losing because it's all about the test match, but I think they might lose.
I think they'll lose
to the Blues. I do think they'll lose to the Crusaders. Maybe they'll beat the Blues, lose to the Crusaders. I don't know.
Right, shall we wrap that up there? Because yeah, that's a pretty good reaction. Oh, actually, Tim, before I do, I just need to say a big shout out to a guy called Simon Needle. I'm not going to elaborate any more on that. Just hello, Simon Needle, and please do the right thing. That's a bit cryptic for you. I'll tell you in a future podcast, Tim.
What?
That's right.
That's it. Well, hold on. Has this got anything to do with you being accused of being xenophobic before the match?
No. Accused. no, nothing to do with that. No.
And so, that was because of your disdain for the hacker.
That's point. The commercial dance.
yeah. So what was his name?
Simon Needle.
I'm just going to look up Simon Needle before you do anything.
No, don't.
No?
No, don't. Just leave it as it is.
Okay, this is cryptic. Well, we'll find out more. I'll try and prize a bit more out of JB on our next podcast when Phil will be back from his trip to Switzerland, when we'll be probably have a team to talk about for the Wednesday game against the Blues, and when we should have some more Instagram posts from DJ Haskell to talk about. He has been busy.
Yes, he has.
He has been busy on Instagram and the like. So the hashtag Bants has been flying. We'll have some more of that. I've got a brilliant game as well that I've already prepared for the next podcast. So thanks for listening to this. And we will see you on the next one. Hit subscribe and you'll get every single episode delivered straight to you.
Oh, and buy some Cornerstone razors. All right, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.